Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru.
We are flustered. Kyle, help us.
On 95.7 The Game.
Last hour of BSNG. This show is flying by. Steinmetz out there hanging out in South Carolina. We'll see him Tuesday.
Well, it's BG today.
BG. Yeah. No S. Just BG. No BS. NG.
No, there you go.
Cheap jokes here. Daryl DeGuru Johnson, Bonte Hill, Pappas, Kyle Mattson. We got Kirsten in the back. We got everybody here hanging out. We're talking CBA with the NFL. Teams, playoff teams can go from 12 to 14 teams. We'll get three games each on Wild Card Saturday and Sunday. I'm into that. Yeah. If they get
I know you know
I love football all day long. Boy. Gives me an excuse not to go to brunches or anything like that. Come on now. Mm-hmm. And then we'll talk some NBA. We'll do finals predictions and finals, who you believe will make the NBA finals and who will win the finals. Gotcha. We'll do that a little later. Don't forget, Warriors and Rockets tonight coming up on 95.7 A Game. Pre-game show starts right here at 95.7 A Game at 6 p.m. And I believe it's John Dickinson today. Is he back for vacation?
JD.
Do we know that? Whitey Gleason and, of course, Jim Barnett, yeah. Jim Roy, and, of course, Tom Tolbert will be on the call. Don't want to miss that. Rockets,
Steph
Warriors.
Better.
Steph is better. Can't wait till he comes back. Warriors Rockets tip off at 7:30, but right now we're talking about Aubrey Huff. We're giving him some more attention because Mad Dog came on the morning show today and spit straight hot fire and believes Aubrey Huff should be invited to the World Series ceremony. We got a lot of calls here, Guru, that want to talk about this situation. Let's start in Novato with Randy. Randy in Novato. Welcome to 95.7 The Game. What are your thoughts on Aubrey Huff not being invited to the World Series reunion August 16th?
Well, first of all, I heard Guru say something I totally disagree with. He said that Aubrey has a right to be there. Aubrey has no legal right at all to be there. That's a private company. They can invite who they want when they want to. So, and another thing, listening, I don't know if you heard the interview yesterday morning, but before they interviewed Aubrey, those guys were leaning to have him come there. They think he should be there. And then they interviewed him, and everything came out. The guy is a complete jerk, and behavior has consequences. So, Guru, you said that you were upset that the commissioner didn't do anything to the Houston Astros
right.
for doing what they did. Well, the Giants did. So they're holding this man accountable.
Okay.
And you know what?
I agree with
Scott. Okay. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for everything.
I'm with you. Okay,
so
how about this?
Don't
hang up. How about this? And you're making some great points, but how about this? Let's put the rat on the real table. Larry Bear got in trouble. What happened there? He's back. You don't find that a bit hypocritical? It's different subject matters, but he embarrassed the organization, and they did not let him go.
No, they didn't. But once again, that's a private company. That's not ran by the people. That's a private company.
Gotcha.
They can treat their business the way they want to.
But how do you feel?
Now, you
how do you feel, though? Forget the private organization and how they utilized it. How do you feel as a human being that they didn't act swiftly in that instance and they do this with Aubrey Huff? And I know I'm with you. Aubrey was despicable. He is despicable. But how do you feel? Because you know, and it sounds like you know where I'm coming from.
Oh, I totally agree. They should have did something, whatever reason, but he was management. I don't know, was he suspended? Because I didn't really follow that. I'm not even a Giants
fan. Gotcha, I gotcha.
I didn't really follow that situation to a T. But just listen to this one right here, and then after hearing him, and even Mad Dog, when you hear the interview with Mad Dog, he's complaining that the guy was a complete, absolute jerk, but he should still be there, and I totally disagree.
Gotcha.
Thanks for the phone call, Randy. Strong points there. I agree. Look, Larry Bear, I get it. Larry Bear, that was his first incident.
And let's be honest, that was a big
deal.
It
was a big deal.
Down,
oh, it broke during the show. I was all, hey, dude, it was
domestic,
just like, in Hayes Valley.
Come on,
it's
man.
Just not a good look.
And that subject matter, what that was around, was is real.
He apologized.
I'm really sorry.
He got suspended without pay. came back around. Aubrey Huff has a history of doing this stuff.
No doubt.
The track record. It's just like the resume. It's like, dude, I want to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you continue to tweet asinine things. The Twitter feed is just, it just makes him look like a...
No doubt.
What, he said on the morning show is, I didn't have a cup of coffee yet. That's how you started answering about kidnapping.
That let you know.
You don't want that around.
I say he's an idiot.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Cliff in Oakland. Cliff in Oakland, you're on 95.7 The Game. How do you feel about this Aubrey Huff situation?
First of all, guys, thanks for taking my call, but I totally believe that he shouldn't be invited. I think we all should remember one thing, and one thing more than anything. I heard the guy on the morning show compare him to Barry Bonds. Totally different situation. Yeah, Barry Bonds cheated the game of baseball. This guy is talking about kidnapping women. Mm. Let's not forget that. Let's not lose sight of the fact that this man is talking about. And let's not make it. I heard somebody on the morning show say Iranian women. No, it's a woman. It could be my mother. It could be my. You start with somebody else's. It's a Martin Luther King statement, and I don't want to try to get it dead on the money. But an injustice to one is an injustice to all.
Mm.
He don't need to be invited. Simple as that. And comparing it to Larry Bear is totally wrong. Larry Bear did what he did in the heat of the moment, and he paid for it. Just like Aubrey Huff needs to pay for it.
Appreciate the call, Cliff.
Wow.
Appreciate the call. Now, if Aubrey Huff would have joined Joe Lo and Dibs and apologized for all the tweets and showed remorse.
Guys like that don't apologize.
Well, that's a problem, man. That's a JD problem.
That's a problem.
That is a big problem.
And you know why I'm doing my 180? I feel like, because now I'm just, in my mind, I'm like, oh, I hear the boos. When they would have called his name and the shame. And now we're going to get robbed of that, B. And maybe it hurts him more, which I'm with. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
The fact that he got the invite taken away. And Mad Dog put this in my mind. He planted this seed for the people to boo him. How embarrassing would that have been? Or would guys like that have got off on it?
My thing is, like, if you do invite him and you boo him, it could get ugly out there. It may get ugly, and it just takes away the moment for the rest of the team. That's all that is. We're going to enjoy the 22. Aubrey Huff had a monster season. Hitting home runs at Oracle, helping them win the NOS on the last day of the season against the San Diego Padres. I get it. He had a big part of what they did in 2010. But if you bring him here with all this baggage that's happened on his Twitter feed, his own undoing, he's done this on his own. You take away the moment for the rest of the guys. And now we're not focusing on the 2010 World Series team. We're focusing on Aubrey Huff, who has shown that he is just a human garbage bag. He's basically been trash on the Twitter. You can't have that, Goo. You can't have that. By the way, some quick news.
Yeah.
Per Dan Graziano of ESPN, NFL owners voted to accept the new CBA. Now it's up to the players to vote.
So Uncle Sherm didn't sound like, who was that, Jamal Adams?
Jamal Adams.
He was like, yeah, we got this. Life is good. And what did Uncle say?
Uncle Sherm.
Sweet quote.
Hold on. I got it for you right here. He said, call me, brother. It's never that simple. Got to go deeper than that in this.
You think the players vote on this? Because Uncle Sherm is working the wires. Now him and the rest
Niner
of
game.
The man.
I don't know, man.
Stay humble.
17 games since. If you go 17 games, you better give them a bye week after the 17-week season. Give me a bye week. Start. You can't play 17. Yeah. Or
bye-bye.
You got to have 2 bye weeks in a regular season.
That's too much. Yeah, it's too much.
I'll take college football for a weekend. Give me the Rose Bowl and stuff on a weekend. I'm cool with that. Give me a little mental break from the NFL.
But the league is
I don't know, man.
Once you get that thing going, that's why you get the one bye. Ponte, I don't like what – I get what you're saying. You can go watch college football.
What if they go 17 games? If it's 17 games – you don't want a bye week after the 17th game?
Why would
you
want to go straight into wild card weekend? Teams are ready.
Oh, man.
And you know what they do the last week, all depending on your situation in regard to standings. They're resting everybody, but the ones that are playing to get in.
Yeah. All right, let's continue with the calls here on Aubrey Huff. We got more of that coming up here on 95.7 The Game. Chris on 101 wants to talk about this Aubrey Huff situation. Chris, what's happening, man? You're on BS&G.
What's up, guys? Quick thing. Hey, Guru, don't be wishy-washy, man. Stay on your ground. Let me say this. Not a Giants fan, but they don't have a moral compass. They kept Larry Bird on what happened. Then they hired a new coach. But my problem isn't that Aubrey Huff ain't going to be there. He don't deserve to be there. But my problem is, just as a society, we choose and pick who we going to back, right? The same people that's sitting here calling and saying something about RB Huff be the same ones that got a Nick Bosa jersey on. He did his little Twitter rant, and nothing came out of it. Mm. Let's not choose who we going to back, because foul is foul. If you a foul person, period. Everybody should stick up against them. Both of them in my book is foul. They tweeted and showed what character they are, right? So what, Nick Bosa get a couple of sacks, lead the team to the Super Bowl, everything all good. RB Huff retired, say what he say, and he all bad. Not in my book. Foul is foul. Mm. You can't speak on people. So how about everybody stand up? Let's not choose when we gonna stand up. Stand up tall, strong, and firm. Don't be wishy-washy. Don't choose who you're going to speak up on. Both of them is foul. They disrespected people on Twitter, and it's same in my book. Kudos on the Giant for not bringing them, but come on, that's inconsistent from what they've been doing, from bringing Larry back and bringing in this coach. They have no moral compass. These people out here don't have moral compass. Both foul in my book.
Thanks for the phone call, Chris. Felt strong about that.
And he got his point across.
I mean, the Gabe Kapler, we talked about the Gabe Kapler hire. I just don't. First of all, I don't believe he's a good manager. Let's just start there. You have a stacked Phillies roster.
That's not the worst of it.
It's not even close to being the worst of it. The guy seems to be into himself. We're going to see a lot of Gabe Kapler. I've never seen an introductory press conference when you're introducing a new manager to the market. And basically the first 40 minutes about what happened in L.A.
Not even close.
And turning his back on the situation and then trying to, hey, let's organize a dinner so I could talk. Like, that was number one. No, I don't think a lot of people supported that move at all, right? Gabe Kapler.
And who was that they called? Chris?
Chris.
Chris has a job. And just because you got different and he was spot on political views than somebody else, Chris, you can't go to the job acting a fool saying y'all foul.
Right.
You got one common goal. And the goal is to get the job done, and then you go your separate ways. Now, and Chris, again, was spot on. I get it. I understand it. But all three of these circumstances are different.
Right. And he brought up Nick Bosa. Now, Nick Bosa's a youngster.
Ooh, he whoa.
And when he came in for his introductory presser, what I respected with Nick Bosa was he took the questions head on and said, I have to be better. I have to be better. I made a mistake as a kid, and I have to be better. And I thought he showed remorse. And when the teammates come out and say, hey, you know what? Nick Bosa's been a great teammate. When Uncle Sherm and D4
and Buckner, black guys.
Exactly. They're supporting Nick Bosa. Who am I to not support Nick Bosa and say, hey, he didn't learn his lesson? The difference is RB Huff is damn, what is he, 40 now? I don't even know. He's an old man
now. I'm 40.
He's got to know right from wrong, and he's got to know those tweets are wrong. They're wrong. If you think that, come on, man. You're pressing send on some stuff like that.
Yeah, my dad said basically what Chris said. There's no honor amongst thieves.
Yep. Great point. Let's go out to our main man, Dre in Lemoore. He wants to talk about RB Huff and the situation with the San Francisco Giants. Dre, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Bonta. What up, Guru?
What's up, baby?
Hey, guys. Oh, Abby can sit his butt at home. You know, talking all this head. And, you know, Mad Dog gets me kind of mad this morning, too, making the comment that Bonds ain't the real home run king. Aaron is. You know what? Everybody's been cheating in baseball since day one. You can't tell me Aaron didn't take greenies. I'm just going a little bit off the fact right there. Bonds is a home run king. Hey, Aubrey's a jerk. Nobody wants to see him the way he tweets. If we let Aubrey come, why don't we have Trump come and tweet his introduction? I mean, they're both on the same level as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks for the phone call, Dre. Good stuff. Wow. Thanks for the phone call.
Spot on. I can't disagree with. And we saw Barry. We heard the home run king not want to participate in what Barry did and his accomplishments. And there are people around here that don't refer to him as the home run king.
And you know what?
What
can you do about it? Let's go to Bay Rob in San Francisco. Bay Rob, you're on 95.7 The Game. What's happening, brother?
What's up, Guru B? Hey, this is my thing, man. He should stay at home. You never bite the hand that feeds you. Them your brothers. That was your home. That's where you won a championship at. You know what I'm saying? Why say your little negative comments? He should have kept them to himself, bro. Or kept them amongst the team players that he was with, if that's what they agreed upon. But for him to say that and then want to come here now, this a whole new generation here now. Look, we got new manager. We got new coaches. You know what I'm saying? It's changed. Other people have came in here, and it's more of a sensitive situation than it was back then. So he should have kept his comments to himself. So now something has popped up, and he want to be a part of, and people want him to be a part of. But they're like, nah, we don't want this negative energy here. So you know what I'm saying? He passed out a lick. So he got to take his lick. We go keep it 100. And that's what I got to say. See y'all later, players.
Hey, you know what? Somebody's calls you to go ahead and open up the camera.
Press
record on the video and send it into the Dream Contest.
Game time.
We get some strong takes
here. I've heard at least four.
Hey, Dream Job, folks. Come on. Giving us those kind of takes here. Let's finish this segment off with Sam in Concord. Sam in Concord. He thinks Aubrey Huff should be invited. Sam, explain to our great listeners here on 95.7 The Game why Aubrey Huff should be invited to the World Series reunion.
Well, for one thing, I don't like to rewrite history, and everybody loves to rewrite history. Columbus didn't discover America, and Leif Erikson. Look, he's supposed to be there because 2010, he was there. I understand he did something that people don't agree with, but in his part of the world, maybe he's normal. The one thing I am disgusted about is when people don't have a commonness or civility to be able to discuss things. And even when people have a different mindset and different culture, everybody descends to calling names and saying this and that. You will never be able to come to a civilization or community when people can't even discuss and even disagree with things without people descending into madness. That's what I see in the presidential race. That's what I see in sports. I need it out my sports. I need all this divisiveness out my sports because I need to be able to understand the pureness of the game, the statistics of the game, the accomplishments of the game, but everybody is putting their feelings and their standard on it, and their standards don't even apply to themselves, because if you trying to measure somebody because of their tweets, I want to monitor everybody's tweets, and guess what? Put it on full display, and you don't go to the job next time you comment on somebody's situation that is not socially acceptable. A crack about somebody's driving hair or anything that we make jokes about in private. So I'm just saying, I want all that out. Aubrey Huff, 2010 champion, let him show up, let people boo, but let's move on and let's not make this a bigger situation it is. I'm out.
Thanks for the phone call, Sam.
I love the energy. I love the passion, but the sad reality is sports used to be my escape.
Right.
It's no longer the can I call it smut? All the TMZ stuff has now infiltrated sports and now become, Bonte, bigger than the game.
Now, there's some people here on the Dream Job asking how much money are they going to make before they send a video in.
If well,
they
do you're not it, in it for
yeah, it, you're not yeah, in it for the yeah, money. Go, we don't do this for the fame.
Go back to your other job.
Do it because we love it.
You go, oh, my dream job. What the chair? Well, I'm getting paid. That ain't the dream.
That is
baby.
Not the dream.
Yeah.
When you won the dream job, Cougar, the lucky break. When you won,
I would have did it for free.
I'm starting to tingle.
Well, you know what I mean.
Until you saw the
couple
checks,
dollars.
Yeah, started the checks and said, "Damn, radio open." No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
Where were you at when we had the original 2012?
I was finishing school.
Young Bonte.
I saw it. Yeah,
I was day drinking.
I saw that and I was like,
Young
Bonte was doing a radio station at SF State. And young Bonte was saying, oh, I'm going to be a beat writer. I thought I was going to be a beat writer.
Okay.
Which I was going to cover the
what?
Wars. And then, you know, I fell in the radio and I kind of liked this
But
better.
You got some columns under your belt.
I got some columns. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since I wrote anything. Been a while.
Well,
by the way.
Twitter, you write a lot.
Yep.
All right. Last call question coming up. Well, let's tease this early.
Yeah,
this is a good one here. Since Steiny is on vacation in South Carolina.
I'm already
knocking
laughing.
A few back in golfing.
Okay.
And Bonte, myself, just got back from drinking Mai Tais in Hawaii. We want to know what your drink of choice is when you're on vacation.
Wow.
What is your drink of choice when you're on vacation?
I was day drinking.
Now, I did a little bit of everything.
That's my answer, yeah.
Mai Tai. I had a mimosa, Guru. I sent you a picture of a mimosa.
I need a mimosa.
It was pineapple. It was pineapple.
Nice little glass.
It was a nice. Did I look faded? Yeah.
Presentation is everything.
Yeah, did you like the taco meat
faded.
I showed?
No,
like the little taco meat?
I ain't into taco meat, but.
I'm surprised you didn't judge me on that.
Yeah, you had to look. Yeah, look.
What's your drink of choice on vacation?
Vodka.
Straight vodka?
On the rocks.
And wait, then, vodka on the rocks?
Oh, that's a girl J.R. Ewing drink. You know, J.R. used to come home from
a long day. Kind of. First of all, what kind
couple
of vodka?
Cubes? Tito's.
On the rocks. But vodka on the rocks.
I'm fronting any vodka. I'll go, what's the cheap
Pavlov
one?
Pavlov vodka.
Yeah, all the, hey, the clear.
They were doing $1 drinks at a spot. Moose's in Hawaii.
Oh, I would have been.
And so I bought $1 drink. And it was, I don't know what the hell it was, but it was, ooh,
so
it
you're
my throat.
A snob. You can, oh, this ain't expensive.
I'm a snob.
I'm not going to, you know, like when it comes to tequila, I love me some Don Julio.
Yeah.
Love me some 1942.
Patron,
yeah.
What you mean?
Not bad.
Yeah, what?
Casadores.
But cold Patron.
You know, look at Pappas. That's why you're a major league at
Pappas.
Casadores. Wow. All right, last call coming up at 1:45. Since Steiny's on vacation in South Carolina, and we know he's, what do you think Steiny's drinking right now?
100 beers.
Because that's all he drinks, huh? Well, I've never seen him drink anything hard.
Probably have a shot or something, some whiskey.
Is he a whiskey guy?
Yeah, I've seen him every now. I don't tell his business.
Steiny in South Carolina sipping on something. I just got back from Hawaii sipping on everything.
How have you been sipping since you've been back? Or are you kind of like, oh, I went too hard?
I brought some rum back.
I'm going to air out.
Rum back from Kohana. Kohana Rum Factory. Went on a personal tour. They make their rum from pure sugar cane.
Yeah, but the only thing with rum is it's numb. It takes a lot to get you
tingling. Not this rum.
Oh, okay.
They got 40 proof, 80 proof, 118 proof. You can set fires with this rum.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know
so
that.
So I brought a clear, and I brought some rum that goes well with vanilla ice cream. So I got the clear rum, and I've been sipping a little of that with guava juice.
With what?
Guava.
Ice
guava
cream?
Guava juice. Well, that's the dark rum that they have. It tastes like chocolate.
Yeah.
You can pour it over ice cream. It's really good.
Yeah.
Eat some vanilla ice
I'm
cream. Get a little
faded.
It's like Grand Marnier.
Yeah.
Add some pineapple to that guava mixture.
No, that sounds good.
Oh, that's popping. I've been sipping on that, man. It's especially with no NBA games. I'm like, how am I going to get through tonight? I need basketball.
I used to experiment with my drinks. Like I'd have... Oh, I want something different with my Hennessy. Pineapple juice. Don't sleep on Hennessy and pineapple juice.
Apple juice as well.
And apple juice. Pineapple juice. Both of them, yeah.
That'd be all right. Yeah. Fuck on the rocks, man. Jeez.
I'll get straight to the point, B.
That is brutal.
Watching a game, you're nervous on you.
Oh, my God.
What are we going to do?
Okay. I got to help you, man. I got to help you. All right. NFL statement on approval of terms of the new CBA. The NFL has voted to approve the proposed new CBA. Now, all eyes are on the players.
How long do they have?
How long do they have, Kyle? I wonder how long the players have. I wonder what the deadline is
for this.
I'm ready.
I need an answer.
Yeah, and Eric.
Kyle, help us.
Oh, wow. March 18th is a soft deadline, Guru, so we got a few weeks.
Damn.
And that's the opening day of the new league year, and free agency is going to be popping off then. Apparently, since the owners have approved this vote, have approved this proposal, apparently there's going to be a lot of roster shuffling. In the next coming days here, whether they expand rosters, things do change here. Things change. So you're all for expansion here.
I am. I'm ready.
How about this from Pro Football Talk? Expanded playoffs would have added 0 losing teams to the postseason in the past 10 years. 2 losing teams qualified under current format in the past 10 years. And
there
that includes
you go, B.
the 7-9.
That's a big stat
Seahawks.
Right there. So. That's not your biggest fear. You talked about it. We talked about Seattle beating New Orleans.
Right.
Your biggest fear.
It's just rest.
When was the last football game, honestly, Bonte? You watched to where you were like, oh, these dudes are so fatigued. They need a bye.
Derrick Henry, he looked fatigued after playing game of the
you're
season against
away
Houston.
From the Chiefs.
All right, I'm not. And that's, you know what? That's one thing Niner fans need to do. Give the Chiefs their props, especially defensively in that fourth quarter.
Wow.
We keep talking about Garoppolo, Shanahan, this and that.
Yeah, they went
Chiefs
after
went
it.
Out there and took that from them. But if you're going to expand to 17 games, again, I sound like a
one more
sound
game,
like a
Bonte, just one more.
Give me a bye week then. I need 2 bye weeks at some point in the regular season or a bye week before the wild card round. And then I love what Joe Fortenbaugh on the morning show said. How about you move the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend? Woo,
well,
you
that's
get the
for
Monday
the fan.
Off.
That had nothing to do with the players.
The players, yeah, you move it, you get a bye week.
I like it.
Because if you had the bye week right after week 17, you're already pushing the playoffs back a little bit.
But you want all business to stop so everybody can go get
for a
fresh
week,
and pampered.
Or you could do the Pro Bowl then. Do the damn Pro Bowl then after the regular season.
Oh, that's
during the bye week.
We
it's a
that.
Joke anyway.
Yeah. Is it in Hawaii or Orlando?
Orlando still.
Oh, good Lord.
It's terrible, man.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. All right, more coming up here. We're going to do last call coming up. What is your drink of choice when you're on vacation? I don't believe you just do vodka on the rocks.
And you know what? I kind of, something just happened. I'll tell you on the other side. It's a margarita. That's my go-to.
Well, none of that is your go-to.
Yeah, that's my go-to.
You like to spill margaritas? And
you kind of had me on the spot. So I went with, but I do like
vodka on the rocks. Margarita. I've never met anybody who did vodka on the rocks.
Oh, that's real. Come to my house. I ain't giving you no chaser. You a man.
Vodka, I need something.
Give me
water. Give me water or something, man.
You have never had vodka on the rocks?
It's terrible.
That's when you're a man.
It's terrible. I have had it. It's terrible.
But it's straight to the point. You don't need all that diabetic stuff. Getting your sweets and all that.
Oh, we'll do this too. Coming up here, we'll do the last call. We'll talk more about the playoffs, and then we'll get finals predictions.
You keep saying
NBA's
that.
Back. I know. You give me a teaser. Give me quick, and then I'll expand on it coming back. Who's your finals teams? Putting you on the spot, Goo.
I'm going to shock some people. Celtics, Lakers. I mean it to my core.
Yeah.
Wonder what Steiny would say.
I got Bucks Clippers. I know what Steiny would
say.
Why
are you the Bucks? They don't have enough.
The Bucks are going back. It's either the Bucks or the Raptors. That's going to be your Eastern Conference Finals. Even though I do like the Boston.
You're dismissing the Sixers?
Hell yeah, yeah. I'll tell you why coming up here. More coming up. Wait, I got to find that read. Here we go. It's 126.
I want the help.
Yeah, here we go. Here's what's coming up, Guru on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Chilled Auto Body. Last call is coming up. And since Steiny is on vacation, I just got back from Hawaii sipping on everything. We want to know what your drink of choice is when you are on vacation. Last call coming up, 888-957-9570. That is all sponsored by Chilled Auto Body. Nobody plans on getting into a car accident, but if you do, there's only one place to go, and that's Chilton Auto Body. With 11 convenient Bay Area locations, they're just a call or click away. Stop in and go to ChiltonAutoBody.com to schedule a free estimate. ChiltonAutoBody.com.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Pappas, what is this? Because you're feeling this. When you know Pappas, he's feeling himself, he'll have this smile from ear to ear like, yeah, this is the one.
151 rum, baby.
Oh, wow. Is that a Caribou
Tech
by
Tech 9?
Is that a group Tech 9?
Tech 9 out of camp in Missouri.
You don't know who Tech 9 is?
Jay of course, I know who Tech 9 is.
Oh, my goodness.
Of course I know who Tech 9 is.
Bonte on the mic now.
I know who Tech 9 is. I just never heard the song. Maybe I have, and just didn't recognize it.
151 rum, Caribou.
I'm good. I'm telling you, I would bring in the rum, but those bottles were about $50, balling on a budget. That's for the household, not for you guys.
Still balling.
But you guys still like the chocolate, right? See, I come from big. Like, guarantee you, Steiny, he's going to come back from South Carolina.
Uh-oh.
With nothing but stories. But is he going to get us like some candy, some Sour Patch Kids?
You brought chocolate.
I brought chocolate and macadamia nuts.
He did.
It was gone in 2 hours.
It's like that line from Dodgeball that Vince Vaughn says, if you set expectations, you'll just end up disappointed.
And there you go.
I don't expect anything.
Pappas.
Yeah, I do like that as well. You know what I like too is that the NBA is back tonight. And now it's their race to the seeds. The first seed, second seed, third seed. The Rockets coming into Chase Center tonight as number 5 team in the Western Conference. And you're high on the Houston Rockets. So, Guru, I just asked you your finals teams. You didn't have the Houston Rockets there. You had the Lakers and Celtics.
Yeah, our bet,
Explain yourself.
Oh, hold on. Our bet is that they would get to the Western Conference Finals, the Rockets. But they don't have enough to take down the tall trees with Dwight Howard, JaVale McGee, Anthony Davis, playoff LeBron James, KCP, and playoff Rondo. I am telling you, L.A. is waiting in the weeds for the Clippers, and that's why the Clippers are making all – they're signing up Larry
Reggie Jackson.
Neal.
Anybody they're loading up. Stack the deck, baby.
No, but when you secure what you got, at some point you got to let the waiver wire go. And they are just Fred Sanford. They're getting junk.
When the Celtics won a championship in 08 with KG, you know what they did? They signed Sam Cassell and P.J. Brown.
I got
sure that they had
PJ
the depth.
P.J. Brown.
You remember
the
that?
Hornet.
Remember that? Wow. They brought in P.J. Brown to give them minutes. Yeah, I mean, you got to load it up. And the fact that the Lakers aren't getting these guys. You don't think they wanted
Reggie
Jackson?
They don't need them. They know who they are.
Oh, they need
a
backup PG.
It's just about 27 games go by. We got the number one seed. You don't just get that by accident, Bonte.
So you're believing in Rondo and Avery Bradley and KCP?
They're not going to be out there as much once the playoffs start. And you know this. Minutes are condensed, and your stars take you to the promised land. That's all. And Houston, I just commend – I almost want to give D'Antoni and Maury a hug or write an email to them about identifying your weaknesses and tapping in to who you are and they realized Capella cost them against the Warriors the last few years.
So you're
when the
playing
Warriors
to Capella.
Would go the death line.
Here
Dude,
you go.
He was a fish out of water.
You're not going to blame James Harden for running out of gas
He's
in the fourth
some,
quarter.
Some blame.
You're not going to blame them for missing 27 straight threes. I know Capella don't shoot threes.
You're right.
I mean, that was a reason.
Why
I
are you
was
bringing
PJ
up
Tucker.
Old stuff?
I'm telling you. Yeah. You know, you could go tell Dead Tony and Daryl Morey today, Chase Center, hey, you know what? I'm Daryl the Guru Johnson. I'm working 95.7 a game, 10 to 2, middays.
I
want to thank
that.
You guys.
Yeah.
Wanna,
Who
hey,
are you?
Oh, no, I want to commend you guys for doing a great job.
It ain't
that
serious, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about sending them an email.
No, I'm just
that
telling
takes
you.
Work. You don't even say company
you
emails.
You're not I've enamored with what how they're going to look when the playoffs start?
I'm enamored right
this
now.
This small ball thing could be.
You saw me tweet say, oh, whoa, maybe the Rockets are a little better than I thought.
What time did I see you tweet? But no, I get you. You're excited about if it can work or blow up in their face.
I am excited about it because I do think that probably is their best chance to win. I just don't think against the teams in the West. Look
okay.
at that.
And
Utah,
I'm going to leave you
Denver.
With this about Houston talk. Watch the game through my eyes tonight. When Harden is not in that zone and he's doing what people said he couldn't, Chris Paul couldn't do it to the degree Russell can. He's going to the basket and it's a change of style and pace, and they benefit from, all right, Harden, I'm going to sit over here, let Russ do his thing, and they can't stop him from that. They never had that ability to switch gears. It was the three, Harden doing it. I'm telling you, Harden's taking plays off for the betterment of
he
the team.
He takes plays off anyway.
No, and Russ is doing his thing.
He takes
just
plays
watch.
Off anyway. All right, the Celtics. You picked the Celtics. We'll get to my picks in just a second, but you took the Celtics. And I like the Celtics. Ooh. Real quick before I move forward.
Yeah.
Last call coming up. All don't right. forget about that. 888-957-9570. Steiny's on vacation in South Carolina. And we know for sure he ain't drinking water.
No, no doubt.
It's beer, yeah. whiskey, beer. I just got back
I was
from
day
Hawaii.
Drinking.
Now, I drank a little water, but also drank a lot of mimosas. A lot of Mai Tais. A lot of rum. We want to know what your drinking choice is on vacation. When you're on vacation, what do you like to drink? That'll be today's last call question. 888-957-9570. And you like vodka on the rocks. Yeah. Like,
and people think I'm playing. I got friends. My boy Charles Dwayne. I mean, man.
I just saw a text from a 408 in all caps. Basically saying, drink vodka straight.
Oh,
be
oh
a man.
Okay, yeah, no doubt.
Drinking, yeah. You don't need no mixtures.
You
like,
see,
dude,
Denzel
calm
on
down.
Training day, he was doing the vodka straight.
I see. How did that hit for
killed
him?
His friend.
How did that hit for him?
I'm King Kong.
Dude, yeah, he thought he was King
Ask
Kong.
Ask me about Boston real quick.
Boston.
Gordon Hayward is back. And if Klay Thompson has that calendar to where, you know, you'll be back,
right.
But you'll be back the year after, I'm not mad, but I'm telling you, him along with Jason Tatum,
Jason Tatum is special.
What about Mr. Cal Berkeley?
Yeah, Jaylen Brown's balling. He's balling.
And the
Marcus
center,
Smart. It's a center spot. That's where you're taking
They
me.
Got a two. Go ahead.
Theus and Cantor.
They don't
Come
ask
on.
Them to be Kareem. Cantor on a good day protects the paint.
Oh,
I'll get
stop.
You a rebound.
Cantor ain't protected the
you
paint this life.
You watch yourself the game.
Come on.
I'm watching Cantor like he fits. And what's my other guy's name? The starter.
Theus.
They're not asking him to be Bob
Guru.
Go ahead.
The Portland Trailblazers couldn't play Cantor against the Warriors in the Western Conference
Finals.
He's
changed, B.
He hasn't changed.
He's around some dogs.
He's a defensive liability.
No, I'm telling you.
I just played
you,
the Rockets last
Stevens
week.
Stevens is hiding him.
Oh, that's hiding him for what?
That wasn't
hiding
his best.
Getting
I watched that game. That wasn't his best game.
He's hiding him from getting embarrassed on the defensive floor. Defensive end of the floor. I don't think they're better than Toronto. I don't think they're better than Milwaukee.
B.
And that's why I have Milwaukee going to the NBA Finals. They're going to get over that hump. They're going to get over the Sixers, get over
it's
the Pacers.
It's not about they. This is a concern about Milwaukee, and we did see it in an All-Star game, Bate.
Giannis.
It's about Giannis, and when the chessboard gets set up, then what do you have in your repertoire? Right now, I know there were five All-Stars on the court. Bonte, there's some things he just can't do in crunch time, and I think he knows it. That thought is growing or doubt, and I don't think he has enough around. Come on.
You don't believe in Middleton? Chris Middleton and Derek Bledsoe?
I do until Middleton knows, Batman ain't on today. It's got to be me. Bledsoe, please. And then
I'm
your
Batman.
Boy Stanford, Mr. Stanford, bombing the threes.
Oh, yeah, Brooke Lopez.
He's a liability to me.
George Hill's your backup point guard.
Yeah, the case closed.
I got Milwaukee, goo.
Wow.
I got Milwaukee.
You're going to die on that hill. I'm not going
to
forget.
You know what? Because I do believe Toronto can shock the world and get back to the finals.
I don't doubt that.
I would not want to play Toronto in a seven-game series. But Boston is – I like Boston. But Marcus Smart sometimes shoots somebody in the game.
He's got
to stop
Ron, he can D you up.
Yeah, he can.
And you are right. They have been kind of giving him the green light. But I think once the playoffs start, Stevens will kind of reel that in.
Now, since the Warriors, we know, won't be in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, first time.
It feels like, it feels like tonight, games like tonight, games against the Sixers, that will be their NBA Finals. Like, I think tonight they're going to be on TNT. They're going to be ready
Christmas
to go.
Christmas was because they beat the Rockets.
They did beat the
Rockets. I think the Rockets going to be mad here.
You think they're going to be ticked off?
Yeah, hey, you would think.
Quietly, Draymond shut down Russell Westbrook in that game on Christmas Day.
Wow, I didn't even
you forgot all about
leave,
that.
You know
I
should have
asked him about it in the locker room.
Let's check it out. Yeah, you going in there tonight? You got to take the red hat off.
Oh, of course. I don't wear hats at the game.
Last time you were there, you were in red at Chase.
Yeah, we don't need to remind the people about that. You don't need to remind the people about that. And I did go into the Lakers locker room, and Boogie Cousins looked at me. He's like, huh.
What did Boogie just tweet out? Didn't
he
just...
He shouldn't have been on the floor.
Okay,
in the NBA Finals.
Whose fault is that?
It's Boogie's fault. Let's move on. Yeah. My pick. I've been picking him all year. And I'm sticking with him. It's the Terminator. It's the Cyborg. It's Kawhi Leonard.
I'm mad at you.
Paul George, Patrick Beverley. You heard Tim Roy. When you put that light up out there, that made you turn. It kind of made you think like, oh, maybe I should ride with the
Cavs. And Tim probably has, but... And I know it's not recency bias, especially in the NBA, but Bonta, have you watched them lately? Two games before
they're cruising.
On TNT and ESPN, they lost two big games, gave up to 140 points to Boston.
But it was double overtime.
Okay, but they cannot stop the point. When you got a low post player, guess what the Lakers have? Three guys that could score in the post.
Who? Three
Ron,
guys?
AD, Dwight Howard.
Oh, Dwight Howard can't score in the post. He's never had a post-up move.
You throw him
a lob. Exactly. He can't do anything in the post. You're not going to get lobs like that in the playoffs.
I'm talking about rebounds.
Okay. All right, you want to talk about rebounds?
That's what I'm talking about, B.
Montrezl Harrell could rebound.
But where's he been on defense? He's kind of changed. I don't know if he's chasing
them. Clippers are cruising.
All right, there you go.
Clippers are cruising.
So this is idea they don't want the number one spot? Because
I think
load management is going to bite them in the ass.
I don't think they care. I don't think they care because, first of all, if you do play the Lakers, guess where you're traveling to? The Staples Center. Are you getting on the flight? No, you're getting on the charter bus from the hotel.
Well, that ain't going to be the first round.
Yeah, it won't be the first round. So they'll have home court in the first round.
Second round either, but it looks
like. Second round, they'll probably be playing either Denver, Utah, or the Rockets. I would love to see the Clippers Rockets. They've had some phenomenal basketball games this season. But I still got to rock with Kawhi because what I see with Kawhi Leonard in the fourth quarter, he says, Doc, I want LeBron James.
As crazy as this sounds, because we bonded last year real quick about Kawhi and how hurt he really was against the Warriors. And it wasn't just us. He was dragging that leg.
He was.
As crazy as this is going to sound to you, B, this may just be him from here on out. Just his,
right.
There are moments where I still – he'll be on the break without the ball. You could kind of see – not an ailment, but however he is, he's a Terminator. It don't affect nothing. But it's on the eyes. You can kind of see it be like,
you know what?
Kawhi, what's up? And you said what you said when you saw him in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. Well, last year after the finals, he had the finals MVP, and he was limping. It was like, damn, he was banged up. It was like Frank Gore with the Niners. Remember Frank Gore would get up slow? I'd be like, oh, no, Frank Gore's hurt. Oh, no, what's wrong with Frank Gore? He would take his time getting up. I'm like, dude, Frank, get up. Get up, Frankie G. And he just would get back in the huddle, go ahead and run for another 8 yards.
That's amazing,
go ahead and run
man.
For another 5. Be like, all right, he's cool. That's just who he is. I think that's just who Kawhi is. Kawhi Leonard's just, like in the All-Star game, I'm thinking, why is he going so hard in the All-Star game?
He went hard.
He went hard. He tried to break the 3-point record.
I thought he got hurt one time diving for the ball. I'm like, dude, this is not where you get hurt at. But, hey. That's your pick? You and Tim Roy. Who did Steiny say his pick was?
Steiny's going with the Clippers and the
Bucks.
Yeah, I think it's the Bucks. Yeah. Clippers and Bucks, right? Or did he have the Bucks? Did he have the Clippers,
I'm 99% sure you said the Bucks.
Yeah, the Bucks was his pick.
Yeah, Clippers and Bucks. I actually had that sheet because there was something else I wanted to get to, Guru. Who's your coach of the year? We talked about that yesterday.
We had a landslide, but I'm seriously, if you guys want to watch the coach of the year, watch a Raptor game. Nick Nurse is coaching his ass off. Phil Handy's boy. Phil Handy played for him overseas. But he's doing a phenomenal job. And the compliment real quick that you can pay Nick Nurse is the fact that, and you're not the only one, Toronto could possibly be a team that could get to the finals in the East after losing the Terminator.
They are good.
They are good.
Siakam is good. Kyle Lowry still
Van Fleet. And they got the new youngster, the lefty.
OG Anunoby.
No, they just match.
They do.
And they got Gasol.
They do have Marc Gasol coming back. He's been hurt, but he'll be fresh for the playoffs. Last call coming up. Line them up here. 888-957-9570. Steiny's on vacation to South Carolina. Sipping on, he's probably got a flask.
Don't sound right. Vacation, Carolina.
South Carolina. Why is he taking
I think Carl Buschek is in the Carolina. I forget if it's north or south.
Damn, he's in north, apparently.
North, he's in north Carolina. What is he doing in north?
Visiting his brother, I think.
He's been in Miami, North Carolina. Where's he going? Where's he going next month? Real quick, Pappas, what's your drink of choice on vacation?
Not to make it difficult. It kind of depends where I'm at, but like in November when I was in Portland, there's craft breweries and whiskey spots everywhere, so I drink beer. I'm going to Hawaii next month, so it'll be pina coladas.
Which island?
Mai Tais. I'm going where you were at,
Oahu,
baby.
I got recommendations for you.
One that doesn't travel on this show?
Yeah, probably.
I got to get out.
You need to get out.
You got to experience
Kyle Madsen. Before last call, 888-957-9570. What is your
Kyle, help us.
When you're on vacation. Kyle, help us.
Yeah, when I go to Hawaii, I'm a big Mai Tai guy. Like, I just lean all the way into the tourist aspect of it.
I love it.
Now, you're just in Disneyland.
Yeah.
Do you drink when you're at Disneyland?
Not a lot of the kids.
A lot of water?
Yeah, and beer. I'll have a beer or two.
Do they sell beer at Disneyland?
No, they do in California Adventure, which is across the way.
Oh, yeah. I call it the fake San Francisco because they got like
little
Golden Gate Bridges,
they
Pier 39.
Wow, dude, catch up. It's not there anymore.
Oh.
Speaking of which, when was the last time you've been on a cable car? That's
10
bad.
Years.
Why?
Because I drive to work. Or I could take the express bus.
When's the last time you were on one, Goo?
Yeah,
it was.
Why is it sad?
Warriors. What game? Lakers. Remember, I didn't tell you this. I took the family. I was so impressed with players in that Buffalo chicken salad.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, "That's cool." I took
you guys
them over
went
there.
Back.
Yeah, they went with me, and we sat in the back with the view.
Oh yeah, the tiki bar.
They were over it. But anyway, my daughter goes, "Why are we never on a cable car?" We parked, got on the cable.
How much did it cost you? $30?
Wife paid for it.
Oh, that's good.
I was out of bread. Did not pay for dinner.
I know.
I had the tickets.
As Tiny says, let's hit it.
All right, everybody, listen up. It's last call. Last call. Get your takes in and get them in fast. All right, guys, take it away.
Last call.
Stiney's
on vacation. I just got back from Hawaii. We want to know what your drink of choice is when you're on vacation. Let's start with Rob, the bartender, in Vallejo. Rob, what's your drink of choice when you're on vacation?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, baby?
What's up? So I think no matter where you are, you got to do what they do best, right? So like if you're down in like New Orleans, you got to go to like the French Quarter, get your little beret. If you're in New York, you got to go to Manhattan. If you're in Hawaii, stop drinking Mai Tais in Hawaii. Mai Tais are amazing. That's the Oakland thing.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
I didn't know that. Thanks for that. I didn't know Oakland.
How was that in Oakland?
I've never heard of people.
We gotta do Twitter. We gotta verify.
Right.
I've never heard of
Oakland. Hey, I'm in the town.
Anybody
sipping on Mai Tais.
Help us out there?
Right. What
or was he trolling?
Right. Yeah, he had to be trolling us. I'm in the town sipping on Mai. I never
Oakland's
had a Mai Tais.
Known
Oakland.
For itself, smoke.
Yeah. That.
Smoke.
We're
wow. You sound like Robinson.
Yeah. Let's go to 8-280. 8-280. What is your drink of choice when you're on vacation?
Well, I'll tell you what, fellas, the best thing you can get, especially when you're out in Hawaii, is getting a Miami Vice. You ever had a Miami Vice?
No, I haven't.
Miami Vice.
I have not.
Miami Vice is a half pina colada, half strawberry daiquiri, frozen with a 151 float. It is balling.
Ooh. Man. Wow. So Hawaii. What about any other vacation? Where's your next vacation, Aiden? Where are you going, and what drink are you going to drink on that vacation?
Tahoe and Hennessy, Richard, hopefully.
I love it. Wow. Hennessy and Tahoe. You need that Hennessy because it's so damn cold up there.
As I get older, I'm done with the dark.
Oh. Really? Yeah. All right, let's go to Mike in Michigan.
Mike
in Michigan, you're on last call here. What is your drink of choice when you're on vacation?
Gentlemen, I got to say in Hawaii, the last caller stole my thunder, Miami Vice. That's the drink of choice. But if you're in Mexico, they got the same thing. It's called a different name, but I can't remember it. But since he has the Miami Vice, I'll go with the Grey Goose and cranberry juice. All right, guys.
I'm not mad at that.
The cranberry juice and vodka is called, get this,
screwdriver?
Cape Cod.
Cape Cod? Ooh. Why do they call it Cape Cod?
I don't know.
You seem too excited about Cape Cod. I need a Cape. So if I go into Old Ship and I say, can I get a Cape Cod? They'll know what I'm talking
cranberry
about.
Cranberry and vodka.
So Todd will know what I'm talking about. Cod.
Anybody will.
All right. All right. That's cool. Yeah. Okay. San Jose. Yeah. Talk to John.
Maybe we'll grab one tomorrow.
Absolutely. I'm down with that. Well, it's payday. John, I've been tempted to it, buying drinks. I bought drinks for a lot of listeners. I'm still hurting. I should have been frugal that day.
I did see you.
I got out to Hawaii, and I said, oh, Lord, these prices.
I
told you about my big tip, right?
I was begging for the tax return to hit the bank account in Hawaii. Bro, running low on cash. John, what's up, man?
Who the hell is John?
What's your drink of choice on vacation?
Hey, Vati Guru. Yeah, not too sure if Simon is into IPAs, but there's a really good IPA called a Confused Therapist. It's a triple IPA. It's a brewery in Turlock. Really, really good. But one of those, you'll definitely be having a good time.
Thanks for the recommendation. Wow. Let's go to Juan and Hayward. Juan and Hayward, what is your drink of choice when you're on vacation? Juan gone. Ken on 580. Ken, what is your drink of choice when you're on vacation?
Yeah, my drink of choice when I'm always on vacation is a Long Island.
Wow.
Follow that up with a B-52.
Ooh, wow. You're trying to get faded, baby.
Artillery.
He's trying to get loaded, man. He sounds like, that's it for last call. It sounds like he's not even trying to remember his vacation drinking Long Islands. I used to drink those when I was 21. Good.
I was day drinking.
Long Island and Adios Amigos.
I used to do, remember Cisco? That was like liquid crack.
Oh, yeah. Man. What about the Incredibles
Mai Tai
Hulk?
Was originally made in those in Oakland.
Huh.
Wow.
Mai Tai's in Tokyo Tea. Mai Tai's in Tokyo Tea.
Wow.
Interesting.
The town.
Incredible Hulks, have you done that in a while?
Not in a while.
Hypnotic and Hennessy?
Yeah, that's too sweet, though. That'll get you in trouble.
Always blacked out on those. Yeah. Kyle had Mai Tai facts. I'm interested to see what is involved in a Mai Tai. And then we also got a bartender named James Pappas. This is perfect, right up his alley. Maybe he'll get promoted to the major leagues after the segment.
Uh-oh.
So it turns out via Wikipedia that Victor J. Bergeron claimed to have invented the Mai Tai in 1944 at his restaurant Trader Vic's in Oakland, California.
Wow, how do we not know that,
Well, one, I'm from the city. You're from the Yoon.
All right.
We're not from Oakland, but damn.
I lived in the town 10 years.
Oh, man.
But it just tastes like Hawaii,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When you're sitting on a beach.
Right.
They got Lake Merritt. I'm shocked.
Lake Merritt is cool.
That.
I'm not laughing at Lake Merritt.
I live by Lake Merritt. So, but there should be a restaurant, Mai Tai, in Oakland.
Yeah.
Now, something to
get
back.
Tokyo Tea and Mai Tais. Yeah.
So, Guru, when you go to Hawaii, you sit there and you go, man, it's just like Lake Merritt.
Oh, no. No, I don't. You know what
when
I
you
say?
Go to Oracle Park,
Mexico.
Man, that water reminds me of Lake Merritt. No, it reminds you of Mexico. You been to Hawaii, Guru?
No.
Man, you got to get out there.
I'm
we got to get
lie.
You a vacation.
I said I did one show.
He probably did lie. He said a lot of things.
No, stop that.
No, we'll stop it. We got to get you a vacation soon, man. I feel bad for you. We need
to
get out, you and
bad.
The family.
I just got back from one.
Where'd you go?
San Diego last year.
Was that like 6 months ago?
Longer than that. I need to get back is what you're saying.
You need to get back.
All right, give me some chicken.
Yeah, you make all the chicken here. You're the big dog. You're the big dog here.
Yeah. Let's look at cars. I paid the most for gas.
Yeah, no, gas has hit me, man. The Batmobile.
It's actually lower than it's been, though.
What is it, like 360 a gallon?
You go to Hood, you find it like $2.99.
Oh, yeah, you get that Arco. That imitation
Arco. Yeah.
It's like the imitation Arco.
Yeah.
All right, Mark Mask of the Washington Post, Guru. Here we go. According to a source, the NFL and owners probably will move forward with their plans to implement the expanded 14-team playoffs in the 2020 season, even if the players fail to ratify the proposed CBA.
What?
The owners, in their view, don't need the players' approval of expanding the playoffs.
But then we could get a work stoppage if the players say this is so over the top. But Jamal Adams was happy. I don't like this that they're saying, hey, whatever your decision is, we're moving forward. This is not good.
So the owners probably will move forward with their plans to implement the expanded 14.
But you need the players, Bonte. That's not cool.
So the players, they don't even need the players' vote, it sounds like.
And that's not
good. According to Mark Mask of the Washington Post.
This may not happen. And Richard Sherman now, you got me thinking he's on the phone. Like, we ain't going for that.
Wow. Wow. So we're going to have three games on Wild Card
Weekend.
We're
going to have new news by the time I see you tomorrow.
Yeah, no, we're going to have a lot of news.
It's not approved yet.
It's not approved yet.
The owners.
Guru, I'm kind of getting excited now.
But you can't treat them like slaves. Oh, you're going to play one more.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
If these guys are bye week, do the right thing. I'm cool with three games on Wild Card Saturday and Sunday. Just give me two bye weeks, Guru. You feel me?
No,
you don't feel me on that.
That's whack.
You don't feel me on that, man.
That's whack.
All right, let's end the show. Let's go to Marlin in Oakland. He wants to talk about Mai Tais real quick before we get out of here. Marlin, what's happening? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys, real quick, I just wanted to chime in about the Mai Tais. So I live in Oakland, but right by the Emeryville border, and there's a place out there on the marina called Trader Vic's. So I believe the history of the Mai Tai is a dude went to the military with a guy from Texas. So this guy in Emeryville started Trader Vic's. He invented the Mai Tai. But there's another person out in Texas that claims he invented it. But if you guys ever go to Trader Vic's, amazing food. Try it out, my man.
You know what?
Where
Trader,
is it at?
Real quick, Marlon, is Trader Vic's by the water?
Yes, it is. So you go by those hotels, and it's right behind there, and the food is amazing.
It's by Hana Japan, right?
Yes. No. That's you're thinking of the marina in Berkeley.
Gotcha.
I think I've been to good stuff.
You know, my side, that's where it started. So check it out.
I think I've been there.
Dude,
I've been there.
The town? Vicks. I didn't know the Mai Tais in the town.
We'll get you a Mai Tai tomorrow at Old Ship. You think they make Mai Tais?
You won't be there. I'll be there, but yeah.
You'll be there by yourself?
I'm sure they make them.
It's a Friday. No Warriors game. Payday. I could spare $20.
Yeah. All right.
$30.
I get a haircut tomorrow, too. So.
I was supposed to get one today.
The barber police looking for you?
I forgot to call my barber.
Oh, man.
I haven't made it to the point where I could just walk into a barbershop and get a damn haircut. Yeah. By the way, a lot of recommendations on the text line. Thank you for participating in Last Call. A lot of martini suggestions. Are you a big martini guy?
Yeah. Apple martini. I don't know.
I think they're overrated.
Yeah.
It just looks good on shows.
You get to that nice cold one, like a swimming pool. Feel like you jumped in the pool.
I know. We gotta start a texter here.
I didn't
from the
like
707.
That.
Start a GoFundMe account for Guru's vacation.
I got chicken.
Hey, so what? Yeah. It's nothing wrong with using somebody else's chicken to go to vacation.
Well, how would I collect it?
GoFundMe, baby. We'll look into the bank account.
Did you guys see that on the text line? Also, they're saying martinis started in Martinez.
Dude,
I never heard that either.
That's too much to take in one day if I didn't know that.
You know what, Guru? We're going to run this back tomorrow without Steiny.
Martinis.
He's out in South Carolina.
Yeah, he'll be back
coming
Tuesday.
Up next, Ryan Covey, Matt Kolsky.
The boys.
And the one and only, Ray Ratto. That's coming up here on 95.7 The Game. I don't have their guest list. They probably got somebody. Of course, don't forget, Warriors-Rockets tonight right here on 95.7 The Game. Pre-game starts at 6 o'clock, tip-off at 7:30. Have a good day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.